Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio, and happy equinox to all of you out there. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today we are talking about It's Your World. It is your world, isn't it? It's always our world from our perspective. So we're going to talk about different things about the world and see what happens. First of all, let's talk a little bit about what an equinox is. Not that I did any research on it, but, you know, you can kind of figure it out. We've talked about it before on different shows in the consciousness shift, and we're actually doing an equinox ceremony celebration tomorrow, Tuesday, at 7 p.m., and we get together and we have a virtual circle of a ritual for the equinox. It's a very exciting moment right now. It's a good time to get things done. It's a good time to clear things up and wash stuff that needs washing and starting our path for the next 4 months of fall into winter. And it's also the last 4 months of a lot of planetary configurations that has been all about cleaning out the gook and the stuff that you don't need. So we literally have 4 months, but we are done with a whole lot of things, a whole lot of cleansing. And I hope you feel it. I hope you feel like you've made some accomplishments with yourself and how you're working with yourself and your happiness in your world. Whatever it is, there is really no small or big. There just is. So you can call it what you want, but any kind of changes and steps towards the way you want to be is progress. And that's the way to do it, my friends. So, yeah, welcome to the world. The world. I just went to the climate change march yesterday. It was UN International Day of Peace, and so the people took to the streets, and huge amounts of people. I mean, they said it was going to be 100,000, maybe 200,000. They said the count was 400,000. I think they're probably erring on the side of lower count. I think it was probably more like 500,000. Whatever, man, it was an amazing amount of people. And in New York, again, I think New York is a great example for everybody getting along, no matter what part of the world you're from. We don't kill each other any more than other people living wherever. A lot of times less. We have what we call a New York moment. And that's when, you know, the shit hits the fan and everybody goes, oh, crap, we're in it. And then we band together. I've never seen it happen any other way but banding together. So that's what happened. And I went with my friend Asa, and there were gigantic numbers of people. But talk about having your own personal bubble there. Asa is a psychic, energist, healer. So I figured, well, he's the best person to go to a protest with. Because, you know, if anything happens, I'm going to just ride in his bubble and everything is going to be hunky-dory. Well, apparently he was thinking the same thing about me. So I was like, all right, cool. Let's just have one big bubble and, you know, send love and energy into this crowd of people and enjoy ourselves and have plenty of room physically. Well, we did. I mean, we're marching through barriers. And we always had a comfortable amount of space around us and very nice people. And as you walk through different groups, schools, different ethnicities, ages, obviously socioeconomic classes. I mean, everybody was together and walking. And it was such a cool feeling, man. I have to tell you, it was really, and you could just feel it. I mean, if you'd sensed, tuned into the energy for 2 seconds, you could feel it went way behind you and way in front of you. And then there was talk of, well, you know, is this really going to change anything? And is anybody really listening? And does the UN or any of the world leaders care whether we're doing this or not? Well, I don't know if it really matters, because we're going and we're the majority. So they're going to have to eventually go where we're going. So if they're not listening, that's kind of their problem. I mean, if you can't recognize that 500,000 people taking to the streets, and then today they're all at Wall Street, flood Wall Street. So, you know, it's not going to stop. It's only going to get bigger. And everyone that thought, oh, well, Occupy Wall Street didn't really work. What do you mean? I thought it did exactly what it was supposed to do, which is get the people together and teach them how to work together and teach them how to talk about what's really important and realize that there are a lot of different things that are important. So if everybody works on what's important to them, everything happens. So, and living right next to Occupy Wall Street and then going to the climate change march yesterday, you can see a huge difference in organization, in the level of consciousness, in the coming togetherness. I mean, we're getting it. We're getting there. It's very exciting. So anyway, that's my little rant there. Hello, Gemini Moon. Hello, Gia. Hi, everybody. Glad to see your world. So yeah, I think it really comes down to us living in the world that we want to see. The world that we want to live in. And now Gandhi saying be the change you want to see in the world makes a whole lot more sense, because when we get that we're all seeing the world from our perspective and everybody's living in their own little universe and everyone is the center of their universe, not only everyone, but every planet and everything in the universe thinks it's the center. From their perspective, it seems like the center. We just went to the planetarium the other day, me and a few of my friends, and that's what they talked about. There's a spatial relationship oddity that wherever you are, that's the center. It feels like it is. Everybody's the center. So you have to look at that. I mean, we're all, the universe is telling us that we're all the center of our own universe. So how do you want it to be? And what you emit is what is going to ripple out into your world. So here we are, ripplers, and what are we rippling? I mean, at the march, I would take a moment every once in a while and just send love bombs, just love radiation. Over everybody and the planet and their people. And, you know, there's people from all walks of life there. So it's a great opportunity to tune everybody's energy and connect with the love that's already in them. It's not forcing anybody to do anything. It's connecting with the love and the light that's in everybody. And we recognize each other, even if we don't talk to each other. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, of how do we live in the world that we want to see, that we want to live in. And, you know, I think it's a great thing that people protest and march and do these things. I'm not really a crowd type of a person. And a lot of times when you're a sensitive or intuitive, it's a bit much. And, you know, I wouldn't condemn anyone for believing in the causes but not going out there physically. I mean, you got to protect yourself. So, but getting together on these levels is pretty cool. If you feel it and you have a good friend with a good aura, definitely go. Because you can create the reality that you want, even in the march with 100,000 people standing right around you. You can have it be however you want it to be. And I think that's a very important thing that we all can do, that's really so simple and goes such a long way. Of when we start our day, we start by thinking about how we would like things to go. And I think the more general, the better. But if there's something specific that you want to happen, you know, by all means, put it in there. Just don't get too attached to it and practice forgetting that you even said that and being in the moment. Okay. But Gia says, conquer self to be a part of the whole, a big challenge. Well, I think that's exactly what we're doing right now. And apparently, according to the cosmos, we have 4 more months to do exactly that. I mean, really to align ourselves so we're in the right place at the beginning, because the real beginning is 2015. This has just been the birth canal and getting through all of our stuff. So we thought it was the beginning, but, you know, it's kind of like the preliminaries. And now we're like really at the beginning. So but how do we live the life that we want to? How do we get to our world? It's funny. I have to say that this is part of the practice of just flowing with each of the thoughts that comes. And I think that's part of it too. So like, how do you enjoy yourself and do all your quirky things? Anyway, it's funny how sometimes you just get so distracted actually by like nothing. Your brain just goes, woo. So I was listening to one of these online teachers today, and he was saying how all of you are doing channeling to some extent, and you're channeling different parts of yourself, or you're channeling other entities, but they're also part of yourself, and it doesn't have to be, you know, in front of a whole group of people. You're actually, if you're able to talk to yourself in silent moments, in moments with yourself, you're able to get a response from your inner self. That is a part of channeling. That's part of you connecting in with your inner self, your higher self, your oversoul, your whatever. And that definitely makes a huge difference. I think, you know, in the world that I want to live in, I want it all to be cushy love and good feeling, you know. Not that I'm saying I have to live in some sort of rose garden all the time, but it's got a good vibration, you know, the whole world, no matter what's going on in it and any kind of shenanigans that are in it. So I like to think that my whole world is doing that, and everything is learning to connect with each other. So highly recommend, once again, having conversations with yourself. So, hello, Classic Diane. Nice to see you. First time here. Welcome. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That's great. Exactly. Connecting with everybody. That's pretty cool. All right. So let's talk about the concept of choosing your highest flying disc. In other words, choosing your highest vibration of the way that you want things to go. This is something that has proven itself to me to be a great idea. And I'm really at the beginning of really starting to get it and really putting it into practice. And I understand now why a lot of teachers say, well, you know, just choose the highest disc. Like, don't try to make it smaller just because you can't understand it or you can't see how it could possibly happen. Like, literally always choose the highest flying disc that you believe could be true. I think that's an interesting distinction of, you know, like when you're going out in the beginning of your day and you say, okay, I want things to go, I want to have a good time with this person, I want, you know, traffic to be like this, and I want the whole day just to, you know, smooth through and go. So choosing those thoughts, even if you know, it may not be the time that that could go, if you can just focus on that, they say 17 seconds and you start to manifest, right? You're putting things into place. So if you can just focus on that for a little bit while you're starting your day, it's amazing how it works, how it really works, and how things that, you know, other people have this whole other experience. And it depends on what you think. For instance, Pandora. I don't know if you all have used Pandora. the music station, but I really enjoy it. And Pandora and I seem to communicate with each other very nicely. Well, my other friends, they can't stand it. It gives them all these things that they don't like and blah, blah. I mean, we're literally having the opposite experience. And, you know, Pandora is very sort of all about your interaction with it. It's an algorithm. And it's a, you know, you give it a like, a nudge this way. You give it a don't like over here. You change stations. It does. It gets to know something in your movements. And in my mind, I think the Pandora algorithm is brilliant. I have decided that it knows even the subtle things that I didn't push a button to tell it, but you know when I'm skipping stations. I mean, maybe I didn't hate that song, but clearly I keep moving when that song comes on. I get bored. So I feel like it knows that. Well, and so a few of my friends have commented, Pandora likes you. Well, what does that mean? It's a machine. Can't like me. I think it's because I like it. Classic Diane says, tell your friends to stick to Spotify. Well, that was the big thing. Another friend goes, I'm all about Spotify. Spotify doesn't tell me what to do and doesn't play me songs that I don't like. Well, my other friend is having trouble also with Spotify. He was like, nobody does what I want. I don't like the shuffle. All right, well, if you don't like the shuffle, these things wouldn't be for you. Pandora is all about the shuffle, you know. So it's getting to know yourself and all these things. But again, if you think it's going to screw up, and I think we're more and more connected in with our technology, if you think it's going to screw up, it probably will. It feels it. It feels that we don't like it. In computer terms. How about that? So, people are saying all kinds of things in the chat room. All right. So, yeah, that's the energy that they're putting out. Exactly, Diane. So, anyway, I think that and picking the highest flying disc with everything that you do, just going to make your world more of what you want. It really is that simple, but there has to be some sort of, I would say, at least in the beginning, some suspension of disbelief. There has to be, just like when you go to watch a movie and you're in the right mind space, you're ready to go wherever they're going to take you. And you have a very strong feeling that you're going to enjoy it. And then it can be like going to another world watching a movie. So it's the same thing as in your head when you can just allow it to come the way it's coming, you know. Framework, yes, exactly. Framework to support the disc, absolutely. Just make the framework. Doesn't have to be too specific because, you know, then you can run into, oh, this isn't how I thought it was going to be. But I find when it's really about the vibration of feeling good, you just want to enjoy yourself, whatever that means. That's enough. Like that will, and then it's a nice discovery to see what happens. So, yeah, and that was the other thing I was going to talk about. Diane just said they just need to raise their vibration and open their mind. Sure. I mean, we say those words. Well, what does that mean? Well, I would say one of the first things is to put down the negativity rod. Put it down, man. We're in some sort of like, you know, pass the baton of negativity. And sometimes, you know, if someone ran up to you and handed a baton and was like, go, you may start running before you figure out what's going on. What is this? Why do I have it? Why am I running? Well, that person came at you with so much momentum that you're just continuing down the street and you realize or don't realize what's going on. So, and you know, we're all, I don't want to use the word guilty, but you know, it's happened to all of us. And sometimes when somebody talks about something that you have negative feelings about, but they're like those hot kind of prickly negative feelings that you kind of enjoy rehashing as to how much you can't stand this. And I don't think, again, we can eliminate anything. I think we have to include that. So if you find yourself in that baton running conversation of, I know she sucks. She totally sucks. Oh my God, she sucks so bad. For real, man, she sucks so bad, right? Just notice where you are, that this is happening. And all right, get your rocks off, you know, shoot the person or the thing or the situation into the ground, do whatever you got to do. But I would say keep it between a 5 and 15 minute, you know, thing. If you find it's an hour or it keeps coming up like 5 times in the day, it's like, all right, now I'm acting like I enjoy this. Now I'm acting like this is something that I want to do. And I don't like this person. This person makes me angry. So why do I keep bringing this up? So, you know, and sometimes it takes a little bit to be able to stop thinking about that person, you know, or that thing or whatever. But you can do it. And then if you fall back in it, you know, you keep it to under 5 minutes is optimum, right? A little complain, a little blah, blah, blah. Because sometimes it's also just factual. You're just saying, listen, I don't like this thing. And you're reiterating that. So I think that's a good thing. But if you're passing that negativity rod to everybody, or like, you know, somebody gave it to you and you took it, you know, to recognize that that's what's happening. And because eventually you can't run with that rod for too long. The race is over, my friends. Why are you still running around? Now it's just on the wrong vibration. So, and I think that there are small things that we do that with, especially with ourselves in our own head. We're saying things like, you know, oh, you should have done that better. Or, oh, you know, when is this going to be? Am I ever going to make the money that I want to make? Can't it ever be easy? You know, any of those things is us passing the negativity baton to ourselves. So this is a good thing to clean up in these last 4 months of the year, as best you can. I mean, again, we're not going to get rid of anything. That's the point now, not getting rid of anything. It's all about inclusion and raising the vibration so that the things that enter into your vibrational field match up with the lovely vibration you have created. I mean, that's how I plan to live in an awesome world. It's the work you're doing for everyone. And then there's a shining that you have. You don't care as much about things that don't matter. You can laugh at the negative things that come into your perception instead of carrying it. Which brings me into the other side, is other people's vibrations. It is a world of inclusion now, so, and all the energies are getting stronger. Ours, other people's, the planets, the universe, everything is, there's a lot of energy exchange. And that's part of being an intuitive and going into the crowds. It's, you know, it can be a lot. And even just hanging out with your best friend or your husband or your child, whatever, there is an energy exchange. So how do we keep our own energy flowing with everybody else's and blah, blah, blah? I mean, I think this is an ongoing thing. I think the more our vibration is stable, the more we can navigate other people's vibrations as well. Yeah. So let's see. Gia said, impossible can happen, and now trust in energy to get it out. Technology, new energy, etc. People not together, getting together, all there. Yeah, shifty shift. Yeah. It's impossible can now happen. Exactly. And that was what this teacher, his name is Kryon. You know, I'm not going to say or whatever what you think what you want, But, you know, he is interesting. I do enjoy listening to him sometimes. And he was saying exactly that. Things that could never have happened before are possible to happen now and will happen at such a rate, you know, it'll be astounding. And again, you can decide, well, how do you know? Or that's not going to happen. Okay, well, then you're going to live in the world where it doesn't happen. You're always going to prove yourself right. Whatever you think is going to happen is going to happen. So do you want to just hang out on that side and be the naysayer and be like, no, it's always going to be in the shithole? Why would you want to live that? Like, and why would you want that to be true? And why would you even tune into that for 1 second? Honestly, does that help anyone? Do you want to live there? Let's make some choices. Let's make some choices about what's flying out of our mouth. The bomb. Humanity getting together instead of nuclear fusion bombs. Love bombs, man. Love bombs and smile bombs. Here's the thing I've been experimenting with is smile bombing people, especially on the bike. It's kind of the perfect amount of time to smile bomb someone because it's not so slow like you're walking and then you kind of, if it's too long, you kind of look crazy. But in a car, you're just smiling and most people are not looking at you. So now your face just hurts. But on a bike, and especially passing other bikers, you have a fair amount of time where you can see each other's face and smile and then whoop, you're gone. So I kind of see what happens. Here's my experiment. One, who do I choose to smile at? And it's like a plethora of all different people. For some reason, I connect with this person. Something clearly about their vibration calls my attention, and I feel the need to smile. And sometimes my smile is very genuine, and sometimes it's not very genuine. And I notice that when it's not very genuine, I'm just smiling to smile. The other person, in the 3 seconds they have passing me, they don't smile back, usually. But if it's a spontaneous smile that I really am just happy, like there's some people that are just super old, and I see them out there all the time, and they look happy as a clam and healthy. And I just, it puts a smile on my face. And usually a lot of the time, their eyes divert to me, and they smile back, or there's some sort of reaction. So it's a connection. So it's pretty interesting, the smile bomb. And see what happens, and see how what you're putting out there, how it's received. Because sometimes I got a little annoyed. I was like, I'm smiling at all these people and nobody smiles back. Jeez, what's with the... And I was like, all right, well, let's think about your smile. I'm like, yeah, it was kind of just like a lip turn. It was a little phoned in. So Gia said, I smiled at a Rastaman eating his lunch. I'm on a more local hunt. That's awesome. Did he smile back? I mean, the Rastas should definitely smile back. What does that mean, Nicole? Should definitely smile back. What do you mean? That's funny. People don't have to do nothing. And just because their face doesn't move doesn't mean they're not smiling back at you. I mean, sometimes you don't have time to move your face. Sometimes you forget to move your face. So, again, it's seeing things from where you want it to be instead of, you know, what you think it could possibly be or how terribly it could be, right? Just choose the good one. And I think this is one of the things that the world has sold us, and it's a dumb idea. This idea of, you know, if you're telling yourself a better story than what's happening in your reality, you're lying to yourself and you're kidding yourself and you're living in a dream world. What? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. It's a clear cut into our manifestation skills. It really is. Well, you have to look at the real world. What is the real world? The real world is whatever you say it is. Personally, you, physically you, mentally you, spiritually you. That's your real world. Nobody else can tell you what the real world is. The real world to me is not the real world to you. It's someone else's world. Yeah, it's mine. So this concept of one world, but we are living all on physically one world. We're all bodies moving around on this one world, one love, one planet, one voice, one world. Yeah. But at the meantime, just like there are many different dimensions and realities, we're all living from our own point of view. I just think this is fascinating. I mean, it may sound like I'm not saying anything new, but to me, like, there's a certain level of understanding that you don't have to change the world. You can't change the world. The world is kind of always operating the way you are because you are always the center of your world. So you're never going to kind of go to the outskirts of the world unless you make some sort of trip, but you can't do it all. It has to be from your perspective. And that's it. And if everybody does their own perspective, we'll all live on a great vibration. I don't see why it can't be possible, man. Why can't we put it together? Why not? Well, I'm going with we are and we can. So, a lot of Rastas can sing. I have a record label and a TuneCore account. Why not open to possible talent? I don't get it. A lot of Rastas can sing. Yeah, well, hallelujah. So anyway, actually, speaking of Rastas, and usually around this time, I take a little bit of a musical break. And when I was looking for pictures for the show today, I put in It's Your World, and I came across Gil Scott-Heron, It's Your World. I was like, all right, man, let's do it. Bring it back to the 70s. But I don't know if you know who Gil Scott-Heron is, but, you know, major revolutionary sang songs that, you know, that people did not want to hear, were not talking about in the 60s, 70s, something like that. And one of his albums is called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And as we know, it is not being televised. I mean, it's being televised here and on, you know, our own social network and us, the world, coming together and talking to each other. But it's not on the television of the mainstream. Even the march, 500,000 people do something in New York, and like New York One was there, probably covered it for 3 minutes, and that was the end of that. I mean, I don't watch the news, so I don't really care what they're doing, but I just think it's hilarious that they think this is actually working. You can't silence the people. So let's hear a little Gil Scott-Heron, It's Your World, and I'll see you in 3 minutes.
The ground beneath my feet, I know, was made for me. There is no any one place where I belong. My spirit's meant to be free, and so now everyone will see. Life was made for us to be what we want to be. And then it's your world. It's yours and yours and yours. And what you see, what's not meant for me, is your world.
Thank you.
Nice. What a great song. I just saw that Gia said earlier, when I didn't get it, that she has a record label corporation now and an artist to manage. It's a new dream. Pretty cool, man. Wow. I seem to have a tick where I call everything man, but I kind of really mean human. That's what I'm saying, human. Maybe I should say that. Okay, coin a new phrase. But isn't that amazing? That's fantastic with the music. I mean, the music, really. Talk about vibrational and putting yourself on the right vibration. I mean, nothing like a little music to get you moving. I mean, when I feel a little slow and I got to go somewhere, picking the right music does the job. It's really a shot in the arm. Pretty cool. So yeah, it's your world. You're never alone in your own world. I truly believe that. And that's one of the other things I want to talk about is taking time for yourself. I know a lot of you have very busy lives. You have husbands and wives and children and family and whoever and work. And it's not easy to get an hour or 3 hours to yourself. But I think just like eating, sleeping, and exercising, having some moments to yourself and enjoying your own company is paramount. It's the most important thing, because if you're the center of your own universe and your center isn't sure where your center is, then it can get a little wonky. So just a public service announcement, take the time to be by yourself and enjoy your time when you're by yourself and doing nothing. I mean, I had a friend visiting for the last 5 days, and I've noticed about myself that around day 3, I start to crave time to myself, and I start to get a little annoyed, and the thoughts in my head are a little more aggravated than they really need to be. But just that recognition is helpful. Like, oh, I'm getting annoyed. Is this where my limit is with hanging out with this person or whatever? And it has nothing to do with the person. I mean, I had a great time. She's a wonderful, very easy person to be around. But it's just about having to talk to someone and having to communicate and relate outside of yourself. After a while, like, I get kind of itchy. I mean, I think everybody does, but where your limit is personal. So recognizing that in yourself. And so today, it was the first day I had to myself, really since last Monday. And, oh my God, it was like heaven. It was like heaven, just. And there were plenty of things that I kept trying to tell myself that I needed to do, and I kept telling myself, no man, no human, tomorrow, we will do all of that tomorrow, you have plenty of time tomorrow, do all those things. Today, it's relaxation and radio show, and that's it. And when you can enjoy your relaxation time, you relax so much more, and it's so much more rejuvenating. I think sometimes we tell ourselves that, you know, oh, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. And that's also Babylon programming, trying to get you not to settle down and relax and unwind. You can't really get anywhere until you know where that relaxation hum is. And especially with the manifesting, and if you want to manifest the vibration that you're interested in living on, how are you going to know how to do that without having time to yourself and connecting in with your one true God, which is you? I mean, let's face it, you are your own God. I mean, you are everything. You turn to yourself for everything. I mean, at least you should. You know, I mean, it's about community, but you got to know you first. So, Gia says, Babylon, big Rasta no-no. Yeah, I adopted it from my Jamaican friend, where they would talk about Babylon. I like using the word Babylon because it's it makes it more conceptual, and it's just sort of the tower that happens where people are living in chaos and trying to tell you things that aren't true and don't make sense. So, you know, you can just see what it is and go, oh, yeah, Babylon. I'm not living in your tower. I know where your line is, where it gets confusing. And when you start, you know, you're BS. So, and I think that's another way that you can create the world that you want is understanding what things are and just allowing them to be what they are. I mean, governments. For instance, governments, any of them, all of them, every single one of them. What are you doing? I mean, it's in such a whirlpool of we don't know what the F we're doing that no one's really standing on their own. And they really can't, I think. I think they're all stuck in the road that they've been driving. They all got to the same place, which is Bullshit Avenue. So it takes us, the people, going, you know what, we don't need you like this anymore, and becoming our own authority, becoming our own sovereign state, each one of us. I mean, this debate of anarchy and, you know, anarchy equals chaos. Well, again, it depends on what people populate your anarchist society. If they're all thieves and criminals and don't give a hoot about anyone but themselves, of course it's going to be chaos and bedlam. But that's assuming that most people are evil and unbalanced. And sure, we have a lot of those, but, you know, it's only a matter of time. And again, I think 2015, I think, is what everybody's saying, if you're listening. 2015, it's the beginning of a 1,000-year cycle where we get it together. We get it together and ascend to the fourth dimension. That's the information that I've gotten. And we become not so physical. And then we help the next group, the next species that comes that's in the third dimension. And it's always a cycle. So, yeah. So it's the beginning, and this is how we do it. This is how we do it. It is beautiful. It really is beautiful. I mean, I think it starts with wanting it to be beautiful and wondering if it's possible that it could be beautiful, and then it becomes beautiful, and then you go, wow, it really can become beautiful. And I think that's where we are right now. I think we're in the spot where we go, wow, can this really happen? I think it actually could maybe possibly really happen. And that's a very exciting place to be. That's where any kind of innovation or leap forward happens, is where someone goes, what if, and follows the what if train long enough to see something happen. I mean, Nikola Tesla. Two words. I got two words for you. Nikola Tesla. Made the impossible possible. And that brings me to a manifestation story I would like to share with you, as I see we're closing in on the end. But so I went out on Friday with my friend, and the weather here in New York has been a little confusing, which happens basically every fall. You don't know, is it what am I wearing? What's going to be enough? What am I going to be hot in? Whatever. So I chose an outfit that a block outside my house, I was like, this is the wrong outfit. I don't like it. It feels weird. I feel uncomfortable. And I lost my sunglasses. So now I'm getting blinded by the sun. I feel uncomfortable. I feel exposed. I just feel like I showed up in the wrong play. And, you know, I got the outfit on from the 15th century, and this one's in 2012. Right? So I didn't want to turn back. And I thought, all right, well, if everything is working out in my favor, what needs to happen here? I was like, well, we'll get to our destination, and I'll take a minute, and I will find a sweater or something. I could use some new clothes, something, and I will get a sweater, and I will get some sunglasses. So I got out. We met my friend, and I told him the situation, and we walked in, and I said, all right, universe, show me what you can do for me. And I put out exactly what I wanted. I was like, I wanted some sort of covering that feels like this. I didn't know what it looked like. I don't know fashion like that. And I want sunglasses that are not too expensive and, you know, fit me nice. You know exactly what I want. Everything that's missing in this outfit, make that happen quickly because I don't want to be shopping. We have things to do. So we walked in the mall. I was like, what about that store? Went in this store. I told the lady, I was like, wrong outfit. I need some sort of cover up. She was like, sweater or jacket. I said, sweater. She goes, I know exactly the thing. Took me directly upstairs and points at it. I was like, that's perfect. I put it on. It was perfect. I was out the door. And then I was like, wait a minute, sunglasses. You have sunglasses? Yeah, and they're 50% off. Really? Here, these are awesome. Nothing like I've ever had. Great. $40. And we're out. I mean, the whole thing was less than 20 minutes. Shocking. But when you assume that everything can work out for you, because it has been working out. Like, it's been proven to me. So why not? Let's see, universe. Let's see what you can come up with. And again, it's just like my favorite belt that I have. Forgot all the belts that I own on a 3-week trip. And then we're in Nashville, and I was like, I need a belt. And now it's become my favorite belt. Whereas if I had belts, there's no way I'm going to go, oh, let's go into this belt store because I need another belt. For what? But now I don't wear the other belts that I was wearing at the time. I wear this belt. And the same thing with the sweater story. The old outfit, eventually it got kind of hot, so I had that. I put it on. I had like 4 different outfits going that day. It was perfect, but I'm not going to bring another outfit with me. So it really is all working out. I'm sure you all have stories like that. And so when you recognize those stories, when you recognize, it starts happening more. And you're tuning in with yourself more like that. And you're making it all work out for yourself. You want it to work. You believe it's going to work out for yourself? Well, that's exactly what we're going to show you. Everything is always going to work out for yourself. That's how you enjoy your life. That's how you enjoy your world. And that's how things get done in your world. Like that. So, yeah, man. Hang on 1 second here. And also, clearly I'm smoking a cigarette. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. It's becoming more and more clear that in your world, you know what's good for you. You know how your body feels after you eat certain things, drink certain things, smoke certain things, snort certain things, whatever. And another Babylon thing that has told you that these things, some things you can do, some things are terrible for you. I don't buy it. If it's a world of inclusion, that means that everything that's going on has a purpose. It just depends on if you're listening to yourself and how you use it. So smokes, booze, food, whatever you're doing, if it's working for you, the best thing you can do for yourself is to love it and say, this is good for me. No matter what Babylon says, you know whether it's not working for you. You know whether you're waking up every morning groggy. I mean, I'll be very honest. There was a time as a bartender where, you know, cocaine happens. But there was also a point that came where I was like, I'm sick of being in recovery all the time. The next day, sure, the night is fun, but the day sucks. And the next day, I'm not quite right. I realized it takes me 3 days to recover. So is it worth it? I don't think it's worth it. It wasn't worth it. And now sometimes it shows up. And you do, but you know the price you're paying. You're not constantly in some sort of loop out of necessity. And that's why it was. I mean, you're working shifts till 1 or 2 in the morning. That's why the restaurant and service industry has a lot of addictive problems. But that's like a life problem right there. Like there needs to be an adjustment there, you know. So if it's not that and you're enjoying yourself and you can coast through it, you can, and it's working for you, then do it. By all means, do it. What do you want us all to be Mormons? We saw how that worked out. And it came out in the past tense
And we might as well leave it there because, you know, it's too much restriction for my days. So,
yeah, see, everybody knows. Gia's like, yeah, no wine for me, never hard liquor, can't do it. Coke never got it, got me. It was like coffee, and I never understood it. Exactly. I know some people that get super paranoid on weed or they just get super hungry. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Like, nobody's holding your gun to your head and doing these things. But if they work for you, they work for you. I mean, I work out all the time. I do a lot of things to, you know, counteract. But I'm a smoker from way back, apparently. I think it was peace pipes and me for many, many lifetimes. I just like the feeling of smoke and, you know, seems to be working out, so
Jamaican weed is good. U.S. weed, no. Well, I know a lot of people that would beg to differ.
But anyway, so, you know, whatever it is, and finding your way and embracing your quirkiness and doing your things, that's what I'm saying. That's my point. So, let's see. In the last couple minutes, all right, here's a little tidbit you can add to your world. Best way to get what you want is to love/accept where you're at. This is another manifestation, raising vibration tool that I have put into practice and I see works. And it's an interesting little dichotomy because if you want something else to happen, that means you're probably unhappy where you are. So how am I supposed to love where I'm at if I don't love where I'm at and I want to be somewhere else? That was the question that I posed to myself. So I realized that, all right, let's take money. I'm sure we can all relate to wanting to make more money. So how do you love your bank account when it's got $1,000 in it and you really want it to have $100,000 in it? Well, we all know how to have gratitude and be grateful for what we have. And that's really the key right there is, all right, I love my $1,000. I'm so glad that I have $1,000 in the bank that I can spend. Do I need more money right now? Maybe, maybe not. But like right this second, do I need more money? And you realize that you don't. You're breathing, you're eating, you're walking, and none of it has anything to do with the amount of money that you have in your bank account. And so you kind of start to think about it as just a concept, which is helpful because we can put concepts wherever we want. So to love where you're at and to love the fact that, all right, I have plenty of money right now. Right at this moment and this moment and this moment, I have plenty of money. What I would like to have in the future is this amount of money. But you're already creating the feeling of I have plenty of money. $1,000, $100,000 is the same thing. I have plenty of money. And it does help things to move along faster. It seems to have a hand in things coming along, doors opening, getting ushered through places that you would have accepted taking longer, but don't. All of a sudden you're like, oh, that worked out very quickly and it's done. Okay, thank you very much. And you're also moving through in a place, you're already creating the love vibration that you want to live on with the stuff that you're at. And apparently, according to the universe, that's a very important step to take. We know you don't want that. That's why you've changed your vibration and you're focused on that. But it doesn't mean you don't love and appreciate where you are right now. Because if you don't love and appreciate where you are right now, and even if you have $5 and you're, you know, living in a cardboard box, if you don't love that, then the universe thinks, well, you still have a lesson to learn here. Like you haven't crawled out of this hole, so how are we going to get you to the next thing? You know, you have to raise yourself wherever you are, and then you can get to the next place. And that's it, really. That's the trick. See, it is a little bit of channeling. We sacrifice or we allow the forgetting what we're talking about for me to just sort of talk along with whatever's I'm saying, and then it comes out very succinctly, and you know that's the payoff. So, and I think I'm sure I'm not the only one that's going through some sort of you know hiccup in the head, wherever it comes out. Even with like getting out the door, sometimes it takes you longer to get out the door. You're like, oh right that, oh right that, oh my God I forgot to do that, oh right. And sometimes you're like, boom, bam, boom, I'm out. And not to get frazzled when things are not quite, you know, you're not moving at the speed. That's another thing with time. I used to have a problem with time, especially going to places that I want to go, i.e. the job. I wanted every second, and I didn't want to get there 1 minute early before I got the, you know, to be there. So, but once you get on the vibration of everything is working out for you, then if something takes a little longer, like you getting out of the house or the train is a little delayed or whatever happens and you get there a little later, you don't stress about it as much because you know you're following along. You know, my intention was to get there at 11, but apparently the universe thought otherwise. And it happened to be 11:15, and that's just the way it is. And you'd be surprised at how when you do that, other people also just sort of go along with it. They're not annoyed at all when you get there and you're 15 minutes late or whatever. Or maybe they just got there. Or maybe they're late. They're not there until 11:20. So, you know, that's part of also creating this world that you want of no stress. I mean, who wants stress? So, yeah, I see we're down to the hour. Thank you all so much for listening in with me. If you would like a spirit therapy session with me, you can email me at spirittherapynyc@gmail.com. We're launching our website. I'm shooting for Wednesday. We'll see what the universe says. This is a new moon. It's a good time to launch something new. So it's going to be whenever it comes out. SpiritTherapyNYC.com, and we'll have all kinds of, you have four different people that have band together. Daughters of Isis is one of them. I know it's one of Gia's favorites. She'll have her own page, Gwen the Blender, and some intuitive drawings and also our intuitive reader. And yeah, so it'll be very exciting. And check out DaughtersOfIsis.com. for your aromatherapy needs and tools and journeys, really. Today, it's all about the Flying Dragon. Flying Dragon for me, man. That's my favorite. So enjoy creating your world. And even if you don't want a spirit therapy session, I would really like to hear what's happening in people's lives. So just send me a message. Hey, Nicole, this is happening in my life. I mean it. Just do it. And, you know. That's it. Maybe I'll respond and blah, blah, blah. But I would like to have some data of you people. So thank you all. Have a wonderful evening. And we will see you next week on Spirit Therapy Radio. Good night.